This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So, we've just come out of Molineux and Wolves have been stung by the bees of Brentford. Disappointed, but how are you feeling after that one sensation?
It's as you said, disappointed. We should have took them and I came with good aspirations. I said 3-1, yeah. What, it was 2-0?
Yeah.
You go like, that wasn't all the game. We did better in the second half, but we didn't really turn up with the first. So, it was a good draw, wasn't it? But we didn't. If we'd have got the second goal, maybe. But
if we'd have got a goal,
I'll settle for what we got. It's what we deserve, really.
What we deserve, yeah. Magic, how are you feeling?
I feel very disappointed, David. Especially when we scored that goal and they disallowed it. They still kept on fighting, but that was it. So we'll get them next time.
We get them next time. We don't want to play them again because like we've played them four times. It's funny, you know, because the producer had a bad feeling about this one before the game, Emma. And she, her gut feeling, she is generally right. She's right last week with Chelsea. And, you know, as good as like we played against Chelsea, it was disappointing today. The story of the game, like Sensation said, you know, we started slow again.
Yeah.
They've scored the first goal again. This is a bad habit that keeps happening constantly. We've conceded from a corner for the third game in a row. And we were so good on set pieces and we conceded again. Yeah, we've come back in the second half. We've played a lot better. We've had a goal disallowed by literally a toenail. We were pushing forward, but they've sat back. We couldn't convert. And they've literally, we've given them the second goal, Stan.
Yeah. But it comes with like a missed kick and or a misinterpretation of what somebody thinks somebody's going to do. And what's it? Well, we had some short balls off Saar, and you think.
We said about that, yeah, that we nearly got away with that in the first.
Yeah,
half.
You go like, you know, and you're on the edge of your seat for a different reason. Like, you know, you think, are we going to lose it again? Like, and we've got to get more decisive passes. Yeah, especially in the short term because, yeah, we get some good runs, we get some good crosses in, but really it seemed like Brentford, they're just going to block you out. And what do we do? By the time we've got side to side, get it down the pitch, it's too late. You've got more of a defensive wall than somebody been laying bricks.
I like your analogy there. To be fair, this is exactly the sort of game. The Brentford and Wolves know each other well. They've played each other four times in 6 weeks. We struggle when teams sit back against us. It's something. If Wolves are going to go to the next level, this is the sort of team. We've no disrespect to Brentford. We've got to win these games, and this is the reason why Wolves probably won't make Europe this year. We will make progress and improve it on last season, and hopefully we'll go on, you know, further in the FA Cup. But these are the games. If you're going to aspire to get to the European places, you've got to put them to bed. No point going to beating Man City and Tottenham and going to Chelsea and winning if you don't win these sort of games. First off, Brentford deserved the lead. Let's face facts. We were poor, really, really poor. Again, I've said that we keep giving teams a goal start. and then we make a mountain for ourselves to come back, and we did it. You know, Molineux was a fortress. We'd unbeaten. Now we've lost two in a row. We conceded three corners in a row. We've scored these goals, but we have conceded three, five, seven goals in the last three games as well. So, you know, it's not all roses. Gary O'Neill's got to sort out these mistakes, and we've got to be able to break teams down. And they've hit us with a sucker punch, and it's 2-0. 72% possession, 17 shots. We've had six on target. They've had five on target, and they've scored two of them. Dad,
yeah.
Your Fox at Shifley performance rating for that today?
Six.
A six?
Yeah, a six, yeah.
And your Lee Moore Windows man of the match, who are you going to go with?
I don't know. I'll go for Gilman.
Why Gilman?
Well, he tried to get him going, but he didn't happen.
Is that because you can't think of anyone?
No, I can't think of anyone, but I think Gilman didn't try. They all tried, but they just weren't good enough.
Weren't good enough. Sensation, your Lee Moore Windows man of the match, and why?
I haven't a clue, really. But if you've got to give it to someone, I'd give it to Dawson. At least he got
the, Dawson? Yeah. How can you give it to Dawson? He gave the second goal away.
Yeah, but he did get one in, although it was disallowed. So give it. It didn't make any difference because they was all as good or as bad as one another in real terms.
I'm going to ask the producer. Who do you think, producer? We're waiting on Emma. Who do you think? Who do you think? Come on. Who do you think? Who would you give it to? Because I haven't got a damn clue who I'm going to give it to, so I want you to tell me.
Come on, David.
Come on, we wait. Eight Nori. I'd like. So they're saying Eight Nori in the back. I'm going to go with Eight Nori. I thought he did all right. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to give anyone. So my Lee Moore Windows man of the match, I'm going to give it to Eight Nori just because. There's a crowd here that said. There's a crowd here that said Eight Nori.
He told you what to say.
Because the producer told me what to say. I'm going to go with Eight Nori. I'm a Fox at Shifley performance rating. Today, what did you give it?
What?
What did you give your Fox at Shifley performance rating?
I didn't.
What is it?
You didn't ask me.
Go on.
You're asking me now?
Yeah.
Shall I tell you?
Go on.
I'd have given it a six, but really, no, five.
I think that's... I'm going to go with five as well, actually. I think, you know, it wasn't good enough today. You've got to call it. Last week was fantastic. Flat today. A five. He's gone with a six. Leave your thoughts in the comment section below. I hope Mateus Kuna isn't too badly injured. I also want to say, whilst you're on, get yourself down to the Buckshead Stadium to watch the Wolves women play Brighton tomorrow. They need the support. Get yourself down there and cheer them on if you can. And we do wish them all the best for that. Wolves, you know, have got to bounce back from this result. We're away at Tottenham next week. Then we've got, the cup game coming up. Leave your thoughts in the comment section below. We do have an extra fan reaction in the vlog, so make sure you hit the subscribe button. Smash the like button. Until the next one from Sensation, Magic and myself, always Wolves.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.